Yeah, good morning, Jonathan. I agree with Charles. The Fifth Circuit has the reputation of not just being the most conservative federal appellate court, but also the most political and also the least tethered to precedent. Remember, this is the same court that refused to intervene in the notorious Texas abortion law that allowed that to go into effect, mm-hmm. the one that creates vigilante justice to get around Roe versus Wade. And here they're doing the opposite. They're actually intervening using a different rule. Instead of just going through this traditional way of issuing a preliminary injunction, they just said, hey, we find there are grave statutory and constitutional issues here. And so they're acting pretty political. You can see why the Supreme Court, where Chief Justice Roberts has expressed concerns about politics, that this could exacerbate the public perception of the court as just politicians wearing black robes. And I do think the U.S. Supreme Court will reinstate the mandate after the Fifth Circuit does away with it, because first, it's not really a mandate. I mean, this is something that allows an opt-out for people who are unvaccinated to go ahead and just get tested weekly for COVID. And secondly, there's the 1905 Jacobson ruling, where the Supreme Court said that vaccine mandates at the state and local level are constitutional. Justice Harlan, in a 7-2 ruling, said that one person's liberty does not override everyone mm-hmm. else's. Now, we're not totally sure if that ruling will apply to a federal vaccine mandate, but this Supreme Court doesn't seem to have too much sympathy for anti-vaxxers, as evidenced by Justice Barrett's ruling for Indiana University in August against students who complained about the vaccine mandate there.